This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
I have a very special guest today sitting in the hot seat. DJ is the co-founder and CEO of Armor Blocks with an X at the end. That's DJ, right. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So we were talking about natural language understanding, I guess. Can you explain where Armor Blocks fits? Because it's so unique how you're looking at cybersecurity from a very different perspective.
No, absolutely, yeah. One of the key things that we recognized in talking to CIOs and CISOs, over 300 plus conversations, we realized that most security solutions don't understand textual data. And here's the kicker, more than 70% of data in all of enterprises is textual data, whether it's in documents, emails, Slack, Dropbox, Box, what have you. And security solutions just don't understand that data. They try to convert them into signatures of some sorts, and then you're just constantly looking for signatures and you end up getting a lot of false positives.
So a hash is not the answer.
Hash is not the answer.
What's the answer?
It's natural language understanding, and that's what we're bringing to the table. Now, natural language understanding is something that you've already used. If you've used Google Home or Alexa or Siri in the recent past.
Hey Siri, get me to the grocery store.
Exactly.
Siri understands.
Correct. It takes that language, it does NLP, natural language processing, which mm-hmm. we've all heard of, mm-hmm. and then turns that into, by using additional signals like your GPS, like the server that it goes out to, combines all of that and gives you an intelligent response. Saying, here's the weather today, or here's how you get to your grocery store.
This is where there's value in the cloud when, it used to be OCR, convert scans to text and do something, put in a database, make it intelligent. You're saying, take my voice, turn it into text in a way so that it can be interpreted, and go do something intelligent. Because you're in the cloud, you have access to a lot of tools and technologies.
Exactly.
And you're doing the same for security.
That's correct. We're one of the first companies to actually bring that signal to the security stack.
And, why the name Armor Blocks?
Oh, names are hard, as you know. It's
a cool name.
Thank you. We wanted it to be a name that communicates a symbol of security, something that secures it, something that blocks bad things from happening. And so armor was a classic symbol, a shield that mm-hmm. Makes people feel safe. Mm-hmm. And we thought blocks. I like naming companies with that end with an X. The previous company that I was at a company called StackRocks,
and that's cool.
I was able to participate in that. So it's just I like the names that end with an OX.
So Armor Blocks is going to be an appliance or software or a cloud. Where am I going to find you on my network? And are you in the middle of my Facebook conversations? Are you in the middle of my Twitter? Are you in the middle of my web stuff? Where do you fit?
That's a great question. So we are completely a cloud SaaS company, right? We're offering it as a service. Mm-hmm. And it takes less than 10 minutes for you to get Armor Blocks installed on your enterprise infrastructure.
Say less for than instance, 10 minutes.
Less than 10 minutes.
How do you pull that off?
So, we connect using APIs. So, mm-hmm. for instance, if you want to connect into your Office 365 or your G Suite, your mail provider systems, you just have to literally go and click a button that says approve Armor Blocks as an app on top of Office 365, your entire mail infrastructure.
It's almost like an old-fashioned tap.
Correct.
So you're tapping my network comms or my people comms.
Correct.
And you're
people comms. Right there. That's okay. The answer. We have evolved from network comms to people comms.
Love it.
And people comms is incredibly hard to understand. Mm-hmm. And if somebody had tried to do this 18 months ago, they wouldn't have been able to do it because the technology did not exist. We use something called deep learning, which powers the natural language understanding engine. And deep learning is using a whole bunch of interesting things like fast entity linking, machine comprehension. And if I were to simplify that, it's basically using Wikipedia, Stack Overflow, Twitter as data sources to be able to understand what people are talking about, which is people comms.
And there's going to be a red flag when it happened at one company, a famous company, I think it was maybe Spotify or someone. Some executive allegedly emailed HR saying, I want it in spreadsheet format. I need everybody's record. I'm sitting down with the board and an audit committee right now. Send it to me in plain text. Attach the spreadsheet now.
Right.
So the HR person's like, that looks like it came from the CO. It's the CO's name at his Gmail account, allegedly. I'm going to have to attach it and send it. What would you have done to intercept and save that company from losing all those records? And they got sued by prior and current employees because of the identity theft.
That's right. You know, it is, and you will not believe the number of companies that we've actually had a similar conversation with. You know, and I'll give you a fun stat before I dive into, you know, what we would have done. 96%, according to Verizon's data breach report, 96% of cybersecurity attacks start out as an email-initiated compromise. FBI has carved out a brand new category called business email compromise because they have observed north of $15 billion lost in the past 36 months. And if you were to do the math on that, for every minute that we've actually had a conversation, companies have been losing $4,000+. And so what would we do? We actually inspect, you know, the content. Where is it coming from? Look at the language. Has that executive ever asked you to do something like this before? Mm-hmm. You know, is it coming from a domain that makes sense? We're basically taking a look at all the signals, and most importantly, the language signals, which is what are they asking for? What's the tone? You know, what is the what is the import of that? You know, do you normally get such requests? You know, does an engineer normally get a wire transfer request? Probably not. Does a VP of Ops get one? Maybe. But is it forwarded by an assistant? Maybe not. So looking at all of those mechanics and the workflows inside of the enterprises, that's sort of what we do.
Well, let me ask, you're in the hot seat. I have to ask the tough questions.
That's right.
Facebook would say, we want to acquire you guys so we know everything about everyone. How do you make sure that you and ArmorBlox don't know everything about everyone?
No, I mean, it's absolutely paramount for us to make sure that we preserve privacy for every single enterprise that we go into. We do not monetize off of advertisements, you know, to begin with.
That's a good move.
Right. So
GDPR compliant?
Absolutely. And we actually push it out to data centers. We are completely cloud native, which means we can run out of a different data center based on the requirements that GDPR imposes. And our business is in security and privacy, so we want to make sure that we preserve, we encrypt all of the data, you know, whether it's in flight, whether it's in transit, whether it's in rest, we take care of your data.
Sounds great. Way. And can anyone afford ArmorBlox?
Right now, we're focused on going towards enterprises because they are the ones that are hurting the most. You know,
what about these ISPs like Google, who OEM to Microsoft Office 365? Would you partner with big guys?
Absolutely, yes.
To help the SMBs?
Absolutely. Sounds we are great. Working. We already are actively. We are Google partners already.
Excellent.
And we are just about to, you know, announce our Microsoft partnership as well.
Excellent. So yes. We're going to tell our folks. This was a great interview, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you.
He made it through the hot seat. DJ's great. And I like his company's ending in X. X is exciting. Check him out, armorblockswithanx.com. Learn more because this is the next generation of where cybersecurity is going. People comms. Understanding that we are people and it's our communications that are at risk.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.